Hello?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kier. How may I help you?
Hi, I was wondering if you could help me figure out what a charge is on my charge card.
Okay, may I please have your zip code?
11725.
I have your first and last name?
Joseph Ferrari.
Could it be A. Joe Ferrari Ferrari?
Do you see anything 55 Somerset Drive?
Can I have your email?
jycoach@aol.com.
Could it be angel47@msn.com?
No, that doesn't sound right either. All right, one moment. He has another email. Oh. I have to just get it from my phone. All right, jycoach@aol.com. Or jycoach44@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm not finding an account. Can you spell the first and last name for me?
Sure, Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, Ferrari, F-E-R-R-A-R-I.
F-E-R-R-A-R-I?
Yes.
No, ma'am, nothing's popping up. How much were you charged?
$67.32.
Could it be under another last name?
I don't believe so. It was done on November 21st. I don't know if that helps you.
No, ma'am, it doesn't.
And you don't see nothing there for Joseph Ferrari?
No, I see a Joe Ferrara.
And do you see an address for that, like 61 Oak Drive or 55 Somerset Drive?
Okay, can you repeat that for me?
61 Oak Drive in Syosset or 55 Somerset Drive in Commack?
Could there be, I see a Commack, New York. Could there be another address? Because it's not matching.
Could it be a charge that I shouldn't have been charged for?
I'm asking for security purpose. I can assist you if I do not know who I'm talking to for this account.
No, I understand. The account ends in 1647. That it was the charge card.
Could it be another phone number?
Okay, yes. Try 516-921-0086.
It's still... No, I don't think this is your account. Could it be under your name?
No, because I didn't do it.
Well, can I have your first name?
My first name is Marianne, M-A-R-Y-A-N-N.
Same last name?
Ferrari.
M-A-R-Y-A-N-N?
Yes.
No, ma'am, I'm not.
All right. Can you try? He has a mobile phone number, 516-644-0392.
No, ma'am, nothing's popping up.
Okay, so now if you can't find anything, should I contact the charge card company and see if they can
Does he have another phone number?
The only other 516-921-0086.
Does he have a 631-433?
I'm sorry, what was that number again?
Does he have a 631-433?
433, no.
Do you live on 64 Montrose Drive, Commack, New York?
No. We live on 55 Somerset Drive in Commack, New York. Do you see anything for $67.32?
No, ma'am. I'm so sorry.
All right. So I guess I should contact the card and let them know maybe it's a charge that shouldn't have been on my card.
You said you live on 54?
55. 55.
What's the street name?
Summer, S-O-M-E-R-S-E-T Drive.
I see everyone else's address in Cumming, New York, except for you guys.
And the other, the only other address would be 61 Oak Drive in Syosset.
Yeah, nothing's popping up, ma'am.
All right, so maybe it was just a mistake in the charge, but I'll try to get to the bottom of it. But if you don't see nothing, I was trying to figure out what we purchased, so that's why, you know.
Okay. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
No, but thank you for trying very hard to figure this out. Thank you.
Wait, no. Oh, yeah, okay. Thank you for calling Customer Support. You have a great day.
Okay. Oh, 1 minute. Do you see anything for Coach Auto Body?
You said the address is 61 Oak Drive?
Yes.
61 Oak Drive, Syosset, New York?
Yes.
Okay, it was under that address, and he had Joe Ferrari. He didn't have his He didn't have his full name, and it wasn't pulled up under the zip code nor the number, so it was hard for me to find.
Okay. Do you know what it was he bought?
I'm waiting for the account to load.
Thank you.
You go ahead and note that account and refund it.
Okay, refund their account choice.
Just go ahead and note.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, I have the account pulled up, and the 6732 charge is because of the first charge. Okay, is this his account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so the reason he being charged at 6732 is because of that first charge he made on November 14th. He paid shipping and handling $8.25 for a drone. And by him making the charge for the drone, he was agreeing to the terms and conditions. And those terms and conditions stated that if he do not call in to cancel the account, he will be billed monthly for a membership. And each time he's billed, he will receive a $125 voucher where he can use at their online store to purchase products at a discounted price.
Okay, can we cancel that?
Yes, ma'am. I can get this account canceled for you so he won't be able to charge him anymore in the future.
Okay, and the 6732 I have to pay for?
I mean, it says approved, so the charge already went through.
All right, I don't need to paid a charge. Yeah, I don't need to belong to any organization that I'm going to be paying monthly fees to belong.
Okay, well, that account has been canceled for you. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
All right. Do you have a cancellation number or something in case?
Yes, ma'am. And he should receive one in his email.
Well, he doesn't know how to open his emails.
Okay. The cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
263.
263.
494.
494.
102.
10. And this was to belong to a, I guess, to belong to the company in order to get discounts?
I'm sorry?
What was this charge? The 6732 was a...
A discount membership because he didn't call in to cancel the account. So in return, he should have a $125 voucher, which is an online voucher in his email.
All right. I will look into that, but thank you. And your name is?
My name is Kiera.
Kiera, well, thank you so much, and you have a happy new year.
You too, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.